It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey DIY ass kickers, happy Sunday. This is Diana Leader and it's the Crave More Life Roadshow. This is episode 23 of a series of podcasts designed to get you kicking your own ass to live the life you crave. I heard on the radio the other day about nominating people for an award when they have gone the extra mile for you. I think that's awesome. People should be recognized and acknowledged for their kindness, their generosity, or whatever it is they do to go that extra mile for others. And isn't that what each of us wants to do? Be that person who is thoughtful and loving enough to go the extra mile? To put ourselves out for someone's betterment? To give and then give some more? Everyone in this world craves human connection and the love that can build from that connection. Giving to others is probably our top way to show others our love and strengthen that line between us. But I have a but. And that but is that we sometimes confuse what we want to do honestly and freely with what we think we should do. In fact, how many of you had a little pang of guilt when you read the title of this blog, thinking about how you truthfully don't do enough to be nominated for the Extra Mile Award, let alone win it? There's our setup right there. Because between the shoulds and the desire to avoid guilt, our gift becomes an obligation. And that freedom we need to feel to give turns into resentment and even anger as you secretly wait for your nomination. Instead of letting your desire for kindness and love turn into a shit show of bad feelings, get clear about what works for you. Go the extra mile for yourself. You get to give whenever you want to, in whatever way you want to. Just make sure that you're doing it from a place of love and connection with yourself. The giving needs to be solely your choice based on what works for you. Put your decisions about helping others through a little test by asking your deep core a few questions. Number one, what's important to me that I'm paying attention to if I do this? Things like loyalty, love, giving back, respect, etc. Getting connected to what values you hold dear that are asking you to help others will keep you aligned with your choices. Number two, what else is important to me that I also need to pay attention to so this is successful for me? Self-care and time management are big ones here. If your house falls apart while you're busy cleaning someone else's, you're not going to feel okay about it. Number three, do I want to do this? Remember, girls, you get to say no, and your reason could be that simple, and is not up for judgment or explanation or discussion. Number four, am I okay with only going the extra yard instead of the whole mile? We can't do everything all the time. Knowing your limits and working within them means you can show up fully for what you do commit to instead of half-assed for what you really can't take on. Number five, will I be okay if I don't win the extra mile award or get any recognition at all? It's easy to give freely, but if this nugget of truth is hiding somewhere behind your decision, it can be the cause of resentment and cloud the whole experience. Recognition is not a bad thing to enjoy. Just be okay with walking away without anything. And for the sake of the goddesses, and you of course, make it fun. Expecting to have a dreary, negative time while helping will result in just that. Same thing goes for expecting to have fun in this part of your life, just like any other part. So the next time you're called to go that extra mile for someone, here's your answer. Give me a minute. I'll get back to you.